Alan Sugar, Alan Sugar, Alan Sugar, Alan, Alan Sugar, Alan Sugar, Alan Sugar, Alan. Yes, it's The Apprentice, and joining us, apprentice candidate, and that is Jessica Cunningham. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, and how are we all?
I'm really good. How are you, Final Five, well, Jessica?
I know, I can't believe it. I'm absolutely ecstatic. Yeah, it's just incredible.
It was a great episode last night, but possibly one of the episodes of the series where they were creating their own gins last night. One team seemed to take it quite responsibly, i.e. the team Jessica was in, and the other team just got on it like a car bonnet.
Oh, well, actually, the aftermath of our team, which you didn't see, but it's funny to say, we celebrated right very early into the hours of the morning.
I'd love to see some of the outtakes of this show. I would imagine there's quite a few, Jessica.
Yeah, there are. There are. It's crazy because watching it, we know exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
And like some of the best bits, you don't even show.
Typical.
There must also be so much on that cutting room floor that they don't use. I'd love to see some. They should come up with some DVD extras. Jessica, the exciting thing is obviously next week we get to see you in the interviews. I mean, obviously, you can't tell us how that all goes, but I would imagine that must be just one of the most nerve-wracking processes of this whole thing.
Oh my gosh, well, you see what I'm like under my nerves. I'm breaking to tears. it is a nerve-wracking process because you've got four absolute diamonds in the business world, but that is terrifying to deal with. And obviously, them four people have your future on the line, so the pressure is massively on.
It certainly is. Did you, the gin that you came up with, or sorry, gin, that you came up with, was it nice, or was it?
Oh my gosh, yeah, it was delicious. I actually cheekily snuck a bottle to bring home with me, so last night my sister came round, and we're having a gin and tunic. It was delicious.
Gin and tunic, very good, very good. Were you surprised at who left last night, or do you think that was the right choice?
Oh no, that's really good that Trisha left. Like Trisha, I think she's been consistent all the way through the process. She's very switched on. I was really gutted that she left. I think she's brilliant.
She was really good. I think I put it down to she had too much gin, and then the next day, day two of the task, she was like hungover and very, very grumpy.
Oh no, I've got to say anything about her. She's one of my friends, and no, I think out of everyone as well, like her business plan was absolutely spot on, and she wanted the opportunity really to show the business plan to Lord Sugar and obviously Claude and Karen. And I think she was gutted that she couldn't, but she's a brilliant contestant.
Jessica, it's Derek here. I mean, is it hard to sort of bite your tongue sometimes? Because obviously it's been filmed beforehand and not telling people things like that.
Oh my God, it's massive. Like, everyone I bump into that recognises me, the first thing they say, took one, two, tell me who's one, who's one. I can't tell you.
You can't tell, but I read that Lord Sugar had followed a member of this year's current crop. And then there was a bit of a furore because he only apparently follows the winners of the ones. And he quickly unfollowed this certain person.
Well, he followed us all, the last six. He followed me, he followed Trisha, he followed Grania, Francis, Courtney and Delana. So don't believe everything you read in the paper.
Oh, there you go. Good news. See that? I thought I was a bit like, oh, and then it was a little bit spoiled for me. But now you've got me excited again, Jessica. Hey. It's on. The game is on. The game is on.
The game's on. Is it me? Isn't it? Who knows? You'll have to watch.
I really hope it's you, Jessica. I really, really hope it's you because you're just ace on this. You're brilliant,
you.
Brilliant fun to watch. So really, really excited. So we've got the interviews next week, and then it's the final in the week before Christmas. This is amazing. Your business plan is all to do with your business that you're running at the moment, which is the Prodigal Fox. Is that right?
Can't tell you, can I? You're gonna have to watch. You don't give me spoilers.
She's good.
God loves a trial.
She's good. good. Jessica, listen, you did. Yes. You've done fantastically well so far.
Oh, thank you.
To be in the final five of this is an achievement on its own, I think, really.
Yeah, definitely.
So well done to you. I can't wait to watch next week. We'll have to catch up with you next Friday to see how you've got on. I will need to talk to you about the interviews next Friday. Are you up for that?
Definitely.
Brilliant stuff.
100%, yes.
Jessica, good luck, and thanks very much for joining us this morning.